I'm so excited to talk to you guys about today's sponsor, Prose. Prose is the custom beauty brand that is all over your feed. I had been wanting to try them for so long. And when I tell you guys that I put on my Instagram story that they were going to be sponsoring the podcast, I got so many genuine organic responses from my following of people being like, oh my God, I love Prose. I've been using it for years. So don't even just take it from me, but take it from the genuine people that reached out agreeing with me about how much they love Prose. And when Prose says custom, they actually mean it. Each and every bottle of Prose custom hair and skincare is made to order and personalized with a unique blend of naturally powerful and proven effective ingredients to meet your needs. Their in-depth consultation analyzes over 80 factors for a complete view of your life and beauty goals. One of the coolest parts of the questionnaire that I thought was they literally asked me about my location and my zip code so that they could understand how hard the water is here, what the UV index is like, if it's cold, if it's dry, and all of that goes into these truly personalized products. Prose even did a third-party, double-blind, dermatologist-supervised controlled clinical study, aka the gold standard in research studies, and Prose proved that personalization works better than off-the-shelf alternatives. So try it for yourself and get your healthiest hair in 30 days or your money back. Prose is so confident that you'll love your results that they're offering the Arty Friends listeners an exclusive trial offer so that you can see the difference custom care can make. 50% off your first subscription order at prose.com/artyfriends. That's prose.com/artyfriends for your free consultation and 50% off your one-of-a-kind formulas. prose.com/artyfriends.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello, welcome back to another episode of Arty Friends. This is Kara.
And this is Allison.
And today's episode is going to be giving you guys some light, some happiness in this very cold, depressing winter, depending on where you are. For us, winter is depressing and sad. It is freaking cold. I live in St. Louis, Missouri. Allison lives in Omaha, Nebraska. It's not Florida and it's not California or Hawaii. It's cold. So we wanted to give some tips of how we're coping with this cold weather. We're just talking and we both realized we are doing some things. We're switching it up and it's helped us not be freezing.
Absolutely. And even, you know, maybe if we take a trip next week or the week after, or you were lucky enough to travel over the holidays, it's like, well, that's really nice for a week or two, but it's not feasible for most people to do the whole like migrate south for the entire winter in my dreams when I retire.
Yes.
But for now, we have to bear through.
Yeah. We have to channel that energy into the whole stretch of the winter.
Yes.
And we actually came up with some really good tips. Like,
yeah, we didn't realize how many things we were doing.
Yeah.
But we've both lived in the Midwest like the majority of our life. So we have had years of winter trauma to,
to deal with. To practice. But before that, we want to catch up like always. So we were trying to think of some funny or interesting things that have happened in the past couple weeks. Easily thought of some. I think Allison wanted to go first with this crazy story about intuition.
Yeah. Okay. You know when your intuition is shouting at you and you're like, okay, I'm listening, but like, I don't know what it's trying to say, but it's like giving you those nudges. So I was going to get my nails done and I had run an errand way across town before my nail appointment. And I was like, oh my gosh, I'm going to be so late to getting downtown to my nail appointment. Like maybe I should be canceling. And my intuition was like, cancel the appointment. And I was like, what? Am I going to get like stuck in traffic? Am I supposed to be going to dinner with someone? Like, why is it telling me to cancel this appointment so bad? But I race across town and I go and then I'm like struggling to find parking. And I finally like whip back around
the block and then I find parking. And then I didn't have any change to put in the meter. And you know when you could, like, you're forcing something and you're like, this is just like not happening naturally.
Mm-hmm.
And I and just feel
flustered.
It. Yeah. And so I'm like, okay, whatever. So I go inside and I've never had to like go to the bathroom there, but I like really had to pee. And I was already late to my appointment. And she was like, okay, yeah, but you like have to take this key and you have to like go up and go down the hall. And I was like, oh my gosh, I just feel like being such a nuisance right now. Like I should literally just go tell her that I can't do my appointment, but you get charged like 25% if you cancel last minute. And so I was like, I don't want to get charged. I really wanted to get my nails done.
Mm-hmm.
But so anyway, I sit down and the way I'm facing, I'm like able to look out the front glass door and the nail tech is like doing my nails. And so all of a sudden my car alarm starts going off. And oh, and another thing, Peaches was with me and I was like, what am I supposed to leave her in the car for 45 minutes? Like, it's not that big of a deal, but it's kind of cold out. And my car alarm goes off and I was like, I don't like that. Why? And I'm like, Peaches is in there. So then I'm like freaking out as my nails are wet. So I run out there and this car was parked to the left of me. My car's in the middle. There's a huge Suburban to the right of me, and then there's a smaller car to the right of that Suburban. So the car on the very left, this like super shitty old pickup, pulls out and it had swiped my mirror. And thankfully my mirror like snaps in, you know, mm-hmm. like the kind that bend in, but it scratched up the back hole outside of my mirror. And so I think what he did was like, oh shit, I gotta get out of here. So he reversed out super fast. And then as he was going to drive away, he started going the wrong way down the one way, totally hit this whole end of the Suburban because it was, you know, sticking out further, destroyed the end of the Suburban, pushed it so hard that it pushed the entire Suburban into the little car that was on the right of it. Absolutely just like crushed that little white car. And I'm standing there like nails wet, Peaches is in the car, guy hit and runs, like drives away, hops the curve, speeds off. I get a photo and I'm like, I also had yoga like 30 minutes after that. I'm like, okay, I need to like call the police. I need to get out of this nail salon. I need to tell the yoga studio that I'm not going to make it because I'm also going to get charged for that if I don't show up. And so I do, we call the police, whatever. I get my nails done in like the fastest amount of time. I'm like, great. I was paid $56 to like not have a relaxing experience whatsoever. And she only did like two coats because we're like trying to make this go quickly. And yeah, this guy hit and run. So then I dealt with it with the cops. But I feel so bad because the two people like to the right of me whose cars just got like destroyed, I don't know who they belong to. Like, thankfully, I at least like know what the hell happened to my car because I was there. But the other two people are going to come out to their car from work or whatever and just be like, so my car's just destroyed and it's like pushed into another car and I can't even like, it wasn't drivable.
Oh my God.
So sad. And so thankfully the cop was like, don't worry, I'll deal with this part. Like, you can go and do your thing. But now I have to like go and call and file a police report and do this whole thing, which I haven't even dealt with it yet. So I don't even know how you do that. Cause I mean, it's not great, but the blinker that's on like the side of your mirror.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. They crunched that. So I do need to go get it done, but it wasn't like my car was like undrivable.
Right.
But whole point being is that my intuition was like, girl, we don't care about this 25% fee that's going to get charged like $12 or whatever. I'm not getting my nails done. I should just listen because now I have to deal with this whole ordeal. And I kind of even feel like it's my fault because since I have a BMW and this was like a really shitty old pickup, the reason I think this dude panicked was like, oh my God, I just sideswiped this BMW. So then he just like got flustered, drove the wrong way down the one way and screwed the other two cars up. I mean, turned into this whole event. Obviously, it's not my fault. I like literally didn't do anything.
Like, or he's just a bad person.
And I think he was probably drunk or something. And I'm sure everything in his head was happening very fast. I don't know. But it was just a reminder. Normally, I'm so good at listening to my intuition. And my intuition like yells. And I don't know what you guys all believe. But my great grandma, she was a psychic where you read people's cards.
Mm-hmm.
And my mom's always been like, you got your great grandmother's ability, which is kind of cool. Oh, this is a good peak of the week. For Christmas, my mom gave me my great grandma's amber. So my great grandma had like this whole collection of stones and all of these crazy things from when she was like growing up in Europe. So these were actually from like a trip to Russia.
Oh my God.
My mom gave them to me and now I have them. My mom wrote this whole beautiful long story about the significance of it and what it like meant to my great grandma and to my mom. She was like, I feel like you're just going through a big awakening and now it's like, it's time for you to have it. So I just need to listen. I need to listen to my intuition.
Yeah.
And they say, you know, it sends you little nudges. And if you don't listen, then it shouts. Mm-hmm. And it shouted.
Yeah. So. But those charges, they are scary. Not getting charged 25% of
I know. Like,
why do they do that? So I never make nail appointments. I just call. I call like 5 minutes before. I'm like, are you guys available?
I know. My place doesn't have a phone number. So you have to book it online. And they like actually get booked. Like I have to book like 4 days in advance. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, yeah, I usually prefer to just show up.
Yeah.
Anyway, all is fine. Like no one got hurt or anything, but I should have just listened.
Gotta trust it.
So I'll keep you guys updated on how to file a police report for a hit and run. I don't know.
I think I was telling you, I didn't say this on the podcast, right? When I filed a hit and run report.
No, you didn't.
I was telling Allison, like the one time I had to file a police report, of course, it just went horribly. I saw a car here in St. Louis just hit another car when this car was trying to come out of this gas station. I think they were trying to go left, but this car that was turning right into the gas station just like hit them. And like, they were like, what the? And just like threw their slushy in the air, like threw it at their car. I watched this whole thing happen. I'm like, should I call the police? Like I just witnessed this guy hit this person.
I'm clearly the only person that witnessed this.
So I called the police and I told them that I had saw this person hit this lady. And I was like, well, what if they drive off? And then there was no witnesses, but I saw it and I could have reported it. And then they like got all my information. I told them everything, which cross streets it was. And then I got a call 15 minutes later back from the police. And they're like, ma'am, we're here. And there's literally no one here. There's no accident. And I'm like, okay, well, I thought
there was.
There was.
I was trying to be a good citizen.
Something crazy happened. You didn't see the slushy, sir. Like, and they're like, yeah, next time don't call unless like, I was like, what? The way he was like, don't call unless you're involved in the situation. I'm like, I just thought they needed a witness. Like, how many times are there no witnesses?
Right.
95% of the time. And then the one time I offered to be a witness,
you're like,
the
okay.
Two people just, I guess they just resolved it themselves. I don't know.
Wow.
Yeah. So
you just never know what to expect.
Yeah.
This, on a similar topic, one of our suggestions for staying warm, it was going to be to use two keys, like have your car turned on and then
like
you
walk outside, unlock it, turn it on,
turn the heat on.
Yeah.
Get your windows defrosting and then use your spare key
to lock it and go inside.
Yes.
So then you're not locking your keys in your car.
Right. And so I have one of those fancier keys where your car stays on and you can like go inside somewhere. And Karen and I were talking about this last night. I just like went somewhere downtown, went inside to grab food super fast. And the cops pull up and they're like, man, is this your car? And I was like, yeah. And they were like, you can't just leave your car out here on. And I was like, what? No, it's fine. And they were like, is it locked? It's going to get stolen. And I was like, yes, it's locked. I'm not going to leave my car downtown unlocked on, right? Literally a block from the jail and the police headquarters for someone to steal. Like, I appreciate it, but yes, it's locked. And they were like, that's actually illegal. Like, we're nice cops, so we're not going to write you up, but you could definitely get cited for leaving your car out here running, which I didn't know. So I still think it's a good tip if it's going to be like in your own driveway or whatever.
Yeah. And if you're using a spare key to lock it, hopefully that's, I mean, that's fine.
I just didn't know. Like the thing, I'm like, really? This is the crime that you're going to be bogging down on? People are out here having like real problems and you're worried about me?
Yeah, I know.
What a society.
Yeah, you never know.
All right. What? Any crazy stories you got?
No, I was just saying to Allison that I like hanging out with her because I'm trying all her vegan food that she's been eating. So that's been kind of fun. And I like that you're like the creative director of my life. Like, I feel like I would told her, I'm like, Allison, all of your Instagram stories at my house, you've made my house look cuter in 2 Instagram stories than I have in the entire 10 months I've lived here.
Stop. So. And I said, I couldn't make them look cute if you didn't buy cute things.
And I was like, the mirror that you posted a selfie in was definitely left at this house. We bought it, like that old wooden mirror we found in the basement, but I appreciate. Yeah.
But you're doing a good job. This room is super cute. I love the bamboo blinds. You've got the cool acrylic chair with the chrome.
Yeah.
You've got the fluffy blanket. You've got a conch shell.
The conch shell.
Which is apparently a huge controversy with you
guys. The controversy.
Stop.
I literally bought this conch shell at a thrift store and a couple of people, because I did like a TikTok haul, they're like, the conch shell was random. I'm like, no, it's dope. It's cool. And it looks so good.
It's so cute.
Yeah.
I love shells. I have shells all over
my apartment. They're expensive. Anyway. How much would a full price conch shell be?
Honestly, I don't buy anything full price.
Okay. Well, I didn't buy this. I thrifted this. And it was $12. And I feel like a real conch shell would be at least $60.
If you don't mean real, like the first time it was purchased.
Like if you, if you purchased it new.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, nothing.
From the ocean.
Yeah. It's not new. It's from the ocean.
If you paid someone to go down and scoop it out for that conch shell.
How would you buy a conch shell? Honestly, I don't know. If I didn't buy this lady's house, where would I have bought a conch shell?
I don't know, because all of my shells are from the thrift store.
Where did this lady buy this?
Probably like a home goods store. I think you can just buy like bags of shells at like Hobby Lobby.
I feel like she got this at the ocean though.
It was acquired.
Yeah.
It was passed down for generations.
I don't know. It feels special. I'm touching it.
Yeah. Very beautiful.
Anywho, that's what we've been up to. I think we could do our piece of the week. And you said yours, right?
I did.
Yes.
I don't know what it was already.
It was the amber. Yes.
Perfect.
My peak of the week is that my couch, I have a new couch coming next week. So it's not my peak right now, but it was literally backordered for like 2 months. So I'm very excited. I scheduled it this week that the delivery would be coming on Tuesday. So stay posted.
I actually feel like that's a pretty good backorder time compared to some of the horror stories mm-hmm. that I heard from all of the 2020, what do you call it?
Shipping order.
Like all yeah. these problems that yeah. was happening. Like people had items backordered for like a year.
That's insane. Or they just never showed up, mm-hmm. right? Well, I was hearing that with a lot of the shipping delays, people were just like quitting their jobs and just semi-trucks of things would just be stuck somewhere because someone just quit and they didn't know like...
And mid-shift.
Yeah, like mid-shift or like they didn't know where those stuff was going because the person that quit had that info and yeah, just... But that's not one of the... That's not the only issue. There's a lot of issues. I know there's a shortage of shipping containers.
Oh, like physical shipping containers.
Oh, yeah. There's been a shortage of those, I think, since 2020 because they shut down all the places making them.
Wow.
And then there's like a ton of ships just waiting to come into our docks or like shipping ports because I guess there's not enough room or something. Like they're so behind. Mm. Now all these ships are sitting in the ocean waiting to come in because it's not that big.
It's literally the 4th of July at Okoboji. The boats are trying to get out of the water. Do you want to talk about you like
at Lake Okoboji? Yeah.
It's like any big lake over the holidays. Yeah. It's so hard to like find a dock to get in yes. and out of because you have to wait so long.
That is a perfect representation of our shipping crisis. So that was my TED Talk on why our shipments are delayed. There we go.
Wonderful. Okay. You guys are speaking.
Yeah. Let's hear what you guys are up to. Sarah said, I got my wisdom teeth out. I struggle with health anxiety. So this was a big step for me. Congrats. It is scary going to like a big surgery like that or like...
Did you have your wisdom teeth
out? Oh my gosh. It was the worst 48 hours of my life. Sorry, not to scare anyone. That's probably really helping with people's health anxiety. But it was horrible.
Yeah, it's not great.
It was very painful. Or it wasn't painful, but yeah, it was kind of painful.
I had four that were all impacted.
Mm-hmm.
And for me... I didn't get, dry socket? Isn't that what everyone gets or whatever?
Yeah.
I had this weird problem where I only ate sugar, like smoothies. And apparently the sugar gave me thrush in my mouth. It's like what babies get from just like having too much sugar once they like, I think, get introduced. It's essentially a yeast infection in your mouth.
Oh my God.
And it turns all white on the sides. So if you are getting your wisdom teeth out, be aware of that too, because it can just be like, oh, I just want to drink smoothies while I'm sick. But you should mix it up with, say, like, you know, soup broth or like really creamy potatoes or something. That way you're not just having sugar.
Oh my God.
It's something they don't tell you because everyone looks out for dry socket.
Yeah.
But a lot of people get thrush from it too.
All right. Well, if you need to get your wisdom teeth out, here's some really exciting tips.
Oh, this one's so sweet. Amara said, finally got to see my mom again. My parents are divorced. It's so hard when your parents are divorced and you have to split time between parents. Major feel that.
All right. Make sure to send in your peaks of the week at our Instagram at We're Already Friends.
And with that, I think we can jump in to all of our warm and fuzzy winter suggestions for you guys.
And right now we're sitting in my sunroom. What, it's dark outside. There's no sun, but the heat's cranked up. I feel like it's really warm in here. We're in a sweatshirt. We're nice and cozy. So we're already in a good starting point for this episode.
We are in a cozy headspace.
Cozy headspace. Let's get with these cozy words. I think the first one that's appropriate for our setting right now, a space heater. And this is Allison's tip. So I'm gonna let you go all in on this one.
All in. I got this from my mom. She always has a space heater that she's like dragging around with her around the house from her desk to her couch, whatever. And my family will literally, when it was me, my mom and sister, when I was in high school, we'd all be like fighting over who the space heater was pointing on. And so then when Clay and I got our space, it's like all wood floor and cement walls and 13 south facing windows. So in the summer, it's great. But in the winter, there's a lot of gaps where you can feel the breeze coming through. And to actually try to heat that entire space up to like a comfortable 70 degrees, which in my opinion, I think is a great temperature. That might be a little toasty for some people.
What degrees?
70.
Oh, isn't room temperature like 72, right?
I mean, I would actually probably prefer like 75.
Okay.
Clay would probably prefer 65, so we meet at 70.
Okay.
But to heat it all, it would be very expensive. So I just have a space heater that I move with me around depending on what room I'm working in. So that way it's either warm at my desk or warm by the couch, warm in the kitchen, or I take it into the bathroom with me, close the door, take a steamy shower, and then I'm so warm because it's great to be, you know, layered up in sweatshirts and sweatpants, but there's a lot of times where I'm like, I just want to wear like a bra and underwear and walk around the house right now, but it's frigid. The space heater helps.
It's the move.
It's the move.
I had a room in high school in the basement, and I forgot this until just now. I literally slept every single night with a space heater. I would get back from school, do my homework in my room, and like put the space heater on, just have that on for like 12 hours straight. Yeah, it was amazing. And it's best. It's really good for when your feet are cold too. Like when it blows on your feet, it's best.
The caveat that I have to say with space heater, they can short your outlets. So be careful to not plug it into a space on the wall that has a lot of other things going because it can trip your breakers. And two, this is our other tip. I'll let Kara take it away because she's very excited. She just bought one. I've had one for a while. But if you're going to have a space heater, you've got to have
a humidifier.
A humidifier.
I have not used mine yet, but I literally just bought it 2 days ago. It's been sitting in my car and it's so cute. It's shaped as a cloud. I was telling Allison, I'm like, I couldn't, like, I think mine's going to be visible. And in your space, it's kind of hidden, right? Mm-hmm. When you have some, I'm like, I want to find one that looks cute. So I got this little one shaped as a cloud from Bed Bath & Beyond. But yeah, I've been reading so much about how good a humidifier is for you. And you were telling me firsthand, like, you feel like your skin is so much more drier when you don't have it on.
I know. I woke up to Kara today and I was like, I need some extra moisturizer or something. Mm-hmm. Like, I am dry. And I thought at first, because I'm allergic to dogs and her dog is here, I was like, I'm plugged up, but I was like, I'm also just extremely dry.
Yeah.
And then we were talking and we're like, the humidifier.
Yeah. Like, I've been waking up. This is it. This is why I went and bought it immediately. I'm like, I've been waking up with a sore throat and I know I'm not sick. And my nose is so dry. It's all, the answers are right there.
Yeah.
Humidifier.
It will change the game.
Yeah, I'm excited.
Also, put filtered water in there. Because if you use tap water, it like gets so grimy.
Yeah. Okay, that makes sense. Because I have a steamer.
Yes, same thing.
And I have always just put tap water. And there's like calcified, like white things.
Yeah, it's because there's a lot of stuff in tap water.
Mm-hmm.
And then as it, you know, heats up, like.
Yeah, you see it.
Makes it like hard.
Yeah, it's hard. And you like can't get it out.
Yeah. It will ruin the steamer. My steamer got ruined because of that. Because through the pipes or whatever the device is, that stuff
also gets in there.
Hardens up in there and then it plugs it up.
Jeez.
But
just Brita water or what kind of purified water?
Yeah, Brita water.
Okay. That's a good tip.
Good tip.
I'll link the one that I have and Allison can link hers as well if you guys check them out.
I feel very lucky. Last year, my dad got the space heater for me for Christmas. My mom got me the humidifier. And then to even out the trifecta, I also got an air purifier.
Ooh,
so
nice.
Between the three, the air quality is going well in my household.
The air quality is really nice.
Yes.
In Omaha.
But it's important.
No, it
especially
is.
Especially if we're like going to be spending so much time in our homes. Like, yeah, it was a little bit of an investment up front, but like the cost per day over a couple of years, marginal compared to even what I'd have to spend on like more moisturizer a couple times.
Well, I think that's a good point that we wrote down is things to just fight seasonal depression in general is romanticizing the inside of your house and not being afraid to spend. What? A humidifier can be $20. You can buy a $20 one at Bed Bath & Beyond or another $20 on an air purifier. Because if the outside of your house is horribly depressing and sad, I mean, you really got to go all in on the inside.
Yeah.
And make it kind of like a haven, an oasis. Yeah.
Couldn't agree more. So some easier things that can help set that vibe, mood lighting.
Yes.
Low lamps. I actually am really into lately taking the shade off of lamps.
Uh-huh.
I feel like it's just like kind of a vibe to see the light bulb.
Yeah.
But, and I also like taking them off the table. Like I put yours over on the floor over there.
Yeah.
I don't know. I really like lamps on the floor.
Yeah. That's fun.
I don't know what it is.
There's also these like strip lights that you can buy. Mm-hmm. Maybe if you want, I saw it at TikTok, like make your bathroom look bougier, putting strip lights around either the floor or around the mirror. Any just light in general is going to make you feel better. I asked Allison, I'm like, have you ever bought one of those seasonal depression lights? Because my mom used to have like a light that she would just keep at her desk to just give her more light in the winter. Neither of us have used those. So we don't know if those work. But sunset lamps, you have a sunset lamp, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's really nice. My alarm clock does like sunset mood setting. And I love putting that on and like reading a book.
Oh my gosh, this is taking me back. With my ex, we had invested in the Philips Hue lighting,
mm-hmm.
like from Best Buy. We went all in, like every room in the house had those like fancy light bulbs and you would control it all from your phone.
Oh, I've seen that.
So you
that.
Could like change the hue of every bulb and like even the different shades of white, whether it was like warm light, focus light, all from your phone. But in the breakup, I got peaches and he got the Hue lights. So it was a fair trade.
Wah, wah, wah. Sad.
But it's an investment. I don't know if I'm willing to do it again.
Yeah.
But they're really cool. I think they actually have some more affordable options mm-hmm. now because that was kind of like the only one in the field at the time.
Mm-hmm.
But they're dope.
Yeah. Along that same lines, Himalayan
yeah.
light lamps.
Guarantee you guys could find five at any given thrift store in your city. I mm-hmm. literally see so many of them every time I go.
Really?
I don't know if people are over their Himalayan lamps or if it's one of those things that everyone gifted to everyone for like 3 years. And people are like, dude, I already have one.
Mm-hmm. Because what's the benefits?
All right, tuning back in. We don't know here. So we Googled the benefits of a Himalayan salt lamp. Apparently, they are natural ionizers, meaning they change the electrical charge of the circulating air.
Oh.
Ions are compounds that carry a charge because they have an unbalanced number of protons or electrons. So I don't know, but I'll take their word for it.
They're cute, they're right? Cute. We like the look. It's fun.
Yeah.
What about lava lamps? Are those ever going to come back?
That's so funny you say that because Sid, who we had on this episode, her and I were having this like message about how cool it would be if we put a ton of lava lamps in New Wave and had like a Himalayan lava lamp like exhibit where people could come in the winter when it was cold and just like see a bunch of lamps. Wouldn't that be a vibe?
Yeah, that'd be so fun.
So we're bringing lava lamps back in 2022.
I loved my lava lamp in elementary school. I loved it. It would get very hot. Definitely a burn hazard, like a fire hazard for sure. I freaking loved that thing.
No, they were cool. And
it's
you would
very
just, like,
cool.
Like, watch it.
And it had to get going at first. Like it wasn't just flowing.
Yeah,
lava.
Yes, it had to get warm.
You had to turn it on. Did wait a little bit. Had some patience training. Honestly, I think I developed as a person from a lava lamp, just learning patience.
Did they change colors or did you buy a certain color of lava lamp? I think you had to buy a certain color.
Yeah, I feel like mine was, oh my gosh, like purple and red. I think the lava was red and the background was purple.
Yeah, they're all different ones. Okay, I'm inspired. I think I'm going to buy
a lava lamp. I kind of want one. But I wonder, they probably made them super cool too. They probably modernized them. It'd be really cool to have like a really tall one, like a lamp size, like a standing lamp. And it was like a straight.
Do they need to combine the Himalayan salt lamp with a lava lamp? Like have like a Himalayan base?
A salt rock at the top.
Yeah, I don't know. Something. There's opportunities there for sure.
All right, we're giving you guys so many business ideas.
Oh my God, this one's like a jellyfish in there.
Oh, that's cool.
Oh, someone bought me that for Christmas 1 year. The illusion lamps.
What is that?
They're so lame. It's like turn it on and it just projects this like
shape.
I don't know. I donated it immediately. Ugh. I feel so bad. I'm that person. Like I used to be the type where I would hold on to it and was like, well, how long do I have to keep this like under my bed in a closet before I donate it?
Mm-hmm.
Now I'm like new in the box. Someone else gets to experience it. Great
for them. Yeah, you're gifting it to another home. It's not rejection. It's
but
redirection.
Then I feel like it might actually get used instead of
yes.
I don't know. No, me just, like breaking it or something.
Exactly.
I don't break anything. I don't know why I said that.
Along the same thought of you saying jellyfish, have you seen people buying jellyfish on TikTok?
For a pet?
Yes, as a pet.
Whoa.
It's really cool. But people are like,
how big of a tank do they need?
Just like a regular size one. They're just like little mini ones. And then they do like the blue light background and it looks really cool.
Whoa.
Mm-hmm.
They're mesmerizing.
Yeah, that would be such a
fun
pet.
Okay, but how do you clean the tank? Doesn't it like kill
I
you?
I think that was a video and I think they responded and I think they self-clean. Don't quote me on that.
Amazing.
Yeah. So that was another fun. Maybe our tip is buy pet jellyfish.
Oh my gosh. Did you have any extraneous pets growing up?
No, a hamster. That was about the most exotic.
Yeah, I don't know why extraneous. Exotic was the word
extraneous,
I was going for.
Yeah. Extraterrestrial? No.
Do you have any aliens at your house with your kids? My God.
What about you?
Guys, we're getting loony. Anytime we record after like 10 a.m., it's a hot mess.
That's crazy.
Okay. It's wild.
Here's something that I'm not giving as a tip, but I used to love this when I did it like 10 times.
Okay.
Going tanning is like so warm and cozy.
I think they have those infrared machines now.
Okay.
I was going to ask you.
Because I want to go lay in a tanning bed and not tan because I'm not trying to get skin cancer. It runs in my family. Not trying to wrinkle my skin. But yeah, can I go lay in a tanning bed without
tanning?
The tanning. Have you ever done tanning?
Yes. Have you seen my social media from 2008? There were Oompa Loompa vibes.
Yeah.
It was bad. I actually had to get 16 moles removed. because of the tanning phase. And when Clay and I started dating, he used to dabble with tobacco.
I used to dabble
with the tanning bed. So we made a deal. I quit tanning. He quit tobacco. Wait, nicotine is what I'm going for.
Oh, like vaping, like Juuls.
All of the above. Sorry,
okay, yes. Sorry, we sounded
you. I mean, tanning is not great either.
No.
So we agree. They're both, because we were both like, we didn't like the person doing the other one. We were like, these are both cancer-causing things. So I can't tell you to quit your thing if you don't tell me to quit mine. So
what a good compromise.
Great compromise. And better for both of us.
Yeah. But back to that, back to the cancerous activity. It is really warm. Like, it's so relaxing.
Yeah.
Because I did it like three times. We went to Mexico once in high school. And then I was like, I should not be doing this. So if someone knows a similar activity where I can just like lay in a tanning bed and you're naked, it's kind of nice.
I was going to say, you could.
What was the infrared thing you said? Is that a thing?
Yeah. It's like an infrared sauna. It's like a red light therapy.
Yeah.
I'm not sure what it is.
I know what you're talking about. It's a sauna.
But I think the red light does something for your skin. Like, it's like good for it.
See, this is my issue because I have a sauna at my gym. But when you go tanning, you can just show up for 10 minutes and leave. I just went to the gym and used the sauna and like laid down and left. I feel like that's just weird.
I think that's totally fine.
Okay, you're right. Let's normalize going to the gym just for the sauna.
I saw this TikTok or something years ago about this girl being like, my boyfriend checks my location and makes me go to the gym. And she's just like sitting in the corner of the sauna for like an hour and a half.
That cannot be good for you.
Oh, okay. You know how I don't really sweat though?
Mm-hmm.
Well, thankfully now with hot yoga, I sweat.
Oh, good.
But I can sit in a sauna for an hour and not drop a bead of sweat. And you guys know I'm hydrated. You heard the Brazilian story last week. It is not a hydration issue.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's just that you're literally a cactus.
I'm just literally a cactus.
A cactus as a human.
I'm meant to migrate south for the winters.
Yeah, but not tanning. On this list, I did have go to the sauna. And if your gym doesn't have a sauna, my gym last year that I went to was $55 a month. And the gym that I go to now is $20 a month. And this one has a sauna. Well, the other one did too. But it's not always that you need to go find a more expensive gym to get a sauna. You just need to find a different gym. So if your gym doesn't have a sauna, shop around. My gym is $35 cheaper and it's 10 times nicer actually. And wow. Has a sauna. And the other one wasn't like the nationwide use or anything. There was really just no reason for it to be that much more expensive.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Speaking of saunas, I don't know if this is like a widespread scam going on, but my friend Michael went to buy a sauna on Facebook last week. And so the guy said it was gonna be $600. So he paid him $300 up front. And then he went to go pick it up. And it was a scam. And he was like, I've literally never been scammed before. And I feel like an idiot. But he was like, it was so believable. This guy was just like, oh, I don't have room for this big old sauna anymore.
Okay, that's a good tip. Never pay anyone on Facebook or Craigslist until you're there.
No.
That happened to, actually it almost happened to one of my college professors, the jet ski. Same thing. It was on like Facebook Marketplace. It looked so real. And then he was talking to his son, because I think my professor was like almost 60. And his son was like, Dad, this is so fake. He's like, what do you mean? There's pictures right here. And then they Googled like 2000 whatever jet ski. And that was like the Google pictures.
Mm-hmm. It's sad.
No, it sucks when you get scammed. I have not been scammed, knock on wood. But like people that have gotten scammed, they're like, no, you don't understand. Like, it was so believable. And they just like sound so dumb. But those scammers are getting good.
They're getting better for sure. Because they're getting more lucrative. Like, we all know when you get an email from someone that's like trying to help their grandma in like across the world and they just like need money wired tomorrow, you're like, that's fake. But when you just think that you're getting a sauna that looks like it's from inside someone's house.
Oh,
seems believable. Well, along those same lines, hot yoga has been doing it for me. It feels so good to go in there and be able to be in minimal clothing and be so hot.
Yeah.
Like New Year's Day, horrible snowstorm in Omaha that morning. And I was really not even wanting to go to yoga class, but I was like, I want to go to be really hot.
Yeah.
And we had to do, did I even tell you this? 108 sun salutations was the New Year's Day thing. So halfway lift, forward fold, mountain, forward fold, chaturanga. We had to do 108 chaturangas. That's where you like high to mid plank. Very like three chaturangas is like, it'll get you going. So we had to do 108 of that cycle, that whole cycle. It took like an hour and 20 minutes. And people, I felt really proud because I was able to do every single one. And people were like legit passing out. I don't know if it's because everyone was hungover. They weren't like passing out, but people were just like laying down on their mat, like face down, like not making eye contact with anyone. But I wonder if people were hungover too.
Yeah, they're like violently ill.
They're like, they're just trying to vomit
another
on
chaturanga.
Everyone. could have been a factor.
Yeah.
But Anyway, yoga is
great.
No, that
could not be more perfect answer because it's the best way. That's like the most similar way to be somewhere warm is to go to hot yoga. You're right. You're in minimal clothing. It's warm. Yeah.
And you're getting a workout in and you're sweating, killing a lot of birds with one stone.
Yeah, it's relaxing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I love that one.
You could be a total schemer and just go to a bunch of different hot yogas because almost every yoga studio ever, your first class is free. So you could shop around at like 10 places and at least get a couple of classes to try it out. Maybe that'll get you through to like April and you'll be good.
You'll have to figure it out next year. But yeah.
I'm just kidding. That's terrible.
No, that's a good tip. It's good. Yeah, shop around. You gotta see which yoga studio is best. Honestly, not gonna lie, I've been trying to find a yoga studio just right now through research, have not been any in St. Louis. These businesses are really not putting any effort into their Google. I'm like, none of these are standing out to me. The photos are from a customer who like took a picture after class. It's like their shoes or something. I'm like, someone sell me why I should pick your yoga studio.
I think people underestimate the importance of a Google listing. If you guys would like to take this dear opportunity to go give New Wave 5 stars on Google, it'd be highly appreciated. I think people forget.
It's really important.
Yeah.
Yeah, just now, because I literally can't pick a yoga studio because they're all just their name and the Google Earth photo of their business.
Yes, which could be from like 4 years ago.
Yeah.
And it used to be like a tire store.
And one of these studios could be such a vibe on the inside and I just don't know. And it's making me have FOMO almost. Or no, FOBO. Fear of better options. Because I'm like, which one is going to be the vibe?
I know.
I can't tell.
Shop around.
Here we go. First free class. Let's do it.
Or there's also some places that are donation-based. I know we have a couple in Omaha. Or even some studios will do like a class per week with maybe a newer teacher that class is just donation-based. So you could donate 5, 10, whatever you feel called to.
Okay.
And then you wouldn't have to commit to a whole membership or whatever.
Yeah. Okay, another tip to fight this horrible winter, your car. That's a whole big topic is getting your car. It's cold. Like we kind of mentioned at the beginning of the episode, you could start your car with the spare key, get out, lock it with your main key, go inside, make your coffee, make your smoothie. Don't do it too long, maybe like 10 minutes max, and then go on about going to work, running your errands. If you want, you can install a remote car starter. I think those range between $200 to $300 to get serviced, or they'll like put the remote starter in your engine, then you can just add that to your keys. That'd be a great gift. Oops, we missed.
Oops.
If you're listening to this after Christmas.
Valentine's Day is coming up.
Or birthdays. If your partner or friend, family has a winter birthday, see if they want a remote start. That'd be a good gift. But
be a really good gift.
Allison likes to leave blankets in her car.
Yeah, I really do.
While driving, right?
You
throw it all
up.
Yeah.
I also have 2 scarves that are essentially blankets and I just use those. And I always have my gloves in my side door.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it's just a good safety tip too, because you never know what could happen with your car. Even if you didn't get stuck for like a long time, if your car, you got stuck in a little bit of snow and you had to get out and shovel or wait for someone, it's good to want to be warm.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
yeah, or like your car could break down on the side of the highway at dark and no one might not stop and help. Even if you're not in the middle of nowhere, people might not help you.
Yeah, or you're waiting for someone to come get you in 45 minutes, so you're sitting there freezing.
Yeah.
So I would say like some blankets. If you keep a shovel in your car, you're probably like a murderer. I don't keep a shovel in my car.
Right.
But I do keep a very long brush.
Yeah.
And a nice scraper. And I have my emergency kit that has jumper cables.
Mm-hmm.
I always have a gas can in the trunk.
Oh, yeah. Like an empty gas can, right?
No, a full gas can.
Oh, a full gas can. Okay.
Yeah, so if I run out of gas.
Okay.
Should it be empty?
I don't know. I don't do that. So I was just curious.
It just gives me good peace of mind because I go for so many long drives that I've never run out of gas.
Yeah.
But it also makes me have that reassurance that I'm not going to. But I even have just like a little e-kit as an emergency kit, not an e-cigarette kit, of like extra toilet paper,
mm-hmm.
wipes, scrunchies, like some band-aid-y type things. You never know.
Yeah. I literally used to keep a lighter in my car. I probably looked like a cigarette smoker or something, but I was like, what if I need to start a fire? That was probably like the last thing I needed. I needed all the stuff that you said.
Do you know how hard it is to start a fire just
from a lighter? Yeah. Like what was the thought process there?
It's crazy. You would think like, oh, this should start a fire like immediately. Like to start a bonfire just from one little spark is very hard.
It's a lot of work. Yeah. Not me on the side of the highway, stranded, starting a fire. Like that was really my thought process.
Okay. Cute.
All right. Bear Grylls.
Okay, well, while we're on the topic of lighters, I've been really feeling matches lately.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if it's an aesthetic trendy thing that I'm just going through right now, but when I was on a trip, I found this really cute matchbox of like actual matches.
Mm-hmm.
And I just feel so like in my element when I like light an actual match and go to light my candle.
Yeah. Versus a lighter.
It's weird. Yeah. I don't have any candle lighters in our house and I don't smoke like anything, but we only have lighter lighters. And it sucks because when you're trying to like get down into a candle.
Oh, you only have like the flick. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Like a, like
that's what I had in my car. Yeah.
Yeah. But that's all.
I've never smoked like literally anything a day in my life.
I don't know why I do. And I like have.
Oh, that's terrible. You need like a candle lighter. Well, or like one with the bendy thing. Those are fancy.
They just are kind of like not very cute to
me. No, it's hideous.
I like to have a lighter by each candle because I need it to be accessible. Mm-hmm. And so I have a cute little hidden lighter right behind each candle. One in the bedroom, one in the living room, one in my office. So I don't want to have to walk around for the lighter.
Yeah, that's a pain.
So, and then in the sunroom, I have my matches.
Yeah.
But I would really like to find a cute lighter system and like a candle wick trimmer.
I need one of those.
I know. I just use like a tissue and then I like grab the top.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
What do you do?
Either my fingers. I raw dog it.
Raw dog.
I raw dog trimming my candles. Oh, well, if you guys are listening, you don't know. You're supposed to trim your candle wick. Because I don't know.
What makes it last longer? Because if you think about it, if it's really long, then the flame gets really big and then it's really going and it's just going to burn down faster. But if you trim it,
okay,
it's a little baby flame.
Okay, yes, that's why.
I saw this TikTok today of this guy and he was like, oh my gosh, when I accidentally light a candle and realize I have to leave in 20 minutes. And all of these people in the comments were like, dude, just cancel the plans. Like, we can't have any tunnels and the candle's out.
I know, the tunnels.
Like, wait, what am I doing wrong?
Yeah. Do you not understand?
My candles are fine.
Well, I guess the first time you light a candle, you're supposed to let it completely burn, because if you light it the first time and blow it out, you know when it like leaves a tunnel because the whole top of the candle has not burned completely.
Oh,
then it's gonna have a tunnel its entire life. Even if you burn it fully again, it's like most likely still gonna tunnel. So when you're lighting candles, you should try to let it get fully
even spread.
Yeah, because then it's like, oh, that's the worst when it tunnels. I probably leave them
for a long time.
So yeah,
I don't leave my house.
That doesn't. Yeah, I am a hermit. No candle tunnels here.
I kind of hate how my car is like parked so publicly on such a main street, because I'm like, it's between the interstate and downtown. So I'm like, I full blown know the like hundreds of people that live downtown see my car parked outside of my space, like probably just like not even trying to be creepy, just like on their commute. And they're like, that girl literally hasn't left in so long. And Clay said the same thing. He's like, it's interesting. I'll leave in the morning. I get back and your car's still here, and then I'll do stuff. And I'm like, yeah, my whole life's here.
Yeah,
I live here. I work here. If I go get coffee, I just walk across the street.
Yeah.
Thankfully, I'm doing yoga now, but it's a quick trip.
Mm-hmm.
I'm romanticizing the inside of my house.
Yes. The inside of my house? You mean the desert oasis paradise? We need to give it a name.
That is its name.
Yeah.
If you guys haven't seen
the DPO, no, DOP.
Just kidding. Desert Oasis Paradise. I am proud. My apartment has come along. And it's this weird thing. I actually don't have as much urge to travel now because I'm like, I like my space. I like everything about, well, there's a few things that could be better, but I love it. It's so cozy in there. It's so clean. I have everything I need. I'm like, why would I go somewhere else that doesn't have all these nice amenities?
Well, I think that's a good segue into one of my points, which was, if you're trying to fight that depression, maybe you do need to book a trip, because this is not me saying this. It's scientifically proven. Once you book a trip, your brain can look forward to that and it kind of lifts your mood a little bit.
Yeah, there's a light at the end of your tunneled candle.
Yeah, so maybe it's book one trip each winter at your tunnel. I missed that. At the light in your tunnel. No, that's perfect. Yeah, so maybe it's book somewhere warm.
A very easy, tangible one for me is I love the eucalyptus in the shower.
Yeah.
It's $5 at Trader Joe's, if that.
For someone who doesn't know, what is this?
It just smells really good.
Yeah. It's a fresh stick of eucalyptus leaves, right?
Yeah. It's probably, I would say, a bundle of like 10-ish branches that have eucalyptus leaves on them. And then there's usually a rubber band on the end. So you can either hang it like over your shower head, on the back of a door, or you could maybe put it in a vase. It's kind of long. You'd have to like cut it up, but it's just so delightful. It smells so amazing. And especially when you're in the shower and you're like cocooned in there.
Yeah. And it makes your shower look bougie.
It does.
It's a nice upgrade.
For literally a couple bucks.
Oh, yeah. I think at my Trader Joe's, it's $4. Unless they made it $5. I haven't bought in a while.
So my toxic trait is that I black out with prices at the grocery store.
Yeah.
I will not spend full price. I literally said that. If I'm like clothes, anything like that, I'm like, ooh, I don't need that. Get to the grocery store, all hell breaks loose.
Arms wide open, shoving things in your cart.
Yeah. Like I never compare the prices. I never look for the cheaper thing. I'm like, it's food. I want it. $7.99 for vegan organic granola. Perfect.
Go I'll for take it. Four.
I don't know what's wrong with me.
Yeah.
And then I wonder why every time my trips to the grocery store are like so expensive.
I know.
But it's expensive. It's what goes in your body.
Yeah.
It's justified. I don't know. So I just have to like not stress about it.
You're willing to spend less other places.
Totally.
To just not be stressed at the grocery store. Yeah. I actually feel that way.
Because I don't really, I was about to say I don't eat out that often. That is a bold-faced lie. Eating out is like my favorite hobby.
Mm-hmm.
In my dream life, I would eat dinner out at a different restaurant every single night. Ugh. It is so fun for me. But that's because I'm holed up all day in my desert oasis paradise and I need to leave.
The GOP.
And get out of the house for a second. And this is after Clay has been out of the house like all day. And he's like, I'm ready to eat dinner in. And I'm like, yeah. I was thinking we should go somewhere.
He's like, I've been away.
All day.
That's how Connor is. Yeah, because he works in an office and I'm here all day. And I'm like, let's go do something. Let's go drive around. It's like, I just want to cuddle my dog. I'm like, okay, well.
Aw, if only we were neighbors.
Yeah.
Sad.
We can just drive to each other's house every 7 hours.
Yeah.
I guess we've kind of touched on this, but circling back to this one, just anything that makes your house smell good is a win for us in the lifting the moods, making it warm and cozy. I like candles. Love my Palo Santo from Allison's store. Oh, diffusers, oil diffusers. I have one and I just like don't use it, but.
I saw it in your house.
Yeah.
I was like, well, damn, she knows how to use a diffuser.
Connor's and I've never used it. So I need to figure out how to use it. My humidifier allows for oils too. That one you can do aromatherapy as well.
I didn't include it in my 2020 goals, but in my original long like master list, I had getting into aromatherapy, like making my own essential oils and figuring out different concoctions.
Yeah, for like your different moods or like what you need. Yeah.
You're supposed to put like different scents in different rooms. Like say the room, if you have an office, it should be a scent that, you know, encourages focus and energy. And then in the bathroom, maybe you have something like lavender.
Yeah.
Just, or I guess maybe in the bedroom you'd have lavender to sleep. And then in the bathroom, maybe it's like a more fresh scent like eucalyptus.
Yeah.
So that's like a whole nother level of amplifying the desert oasis paradise, but I'll get there.
That would be great. Wait, you said bathroom and this triggered one for me that is not personally for me because my bathroom is literally the size of my arm. But if you have a nice big bathroom, maybe invest in a towel warmer. That would be a great way to fight the cold.
Oh, yeah. All the Europeans do that, right?
Yeah. I feel like I've seen ones that look like little pods, like maybe like up to your hip. It's like a pod where you just throw them in. Actually, it kind of looks like a plastic laundry
brush. Nail salon.
Oh, is that? Yeah,
because that's how they have to get the towels heated to like wrap on your legs.
Yeah. So throw it in the pod and pull it out and it's warm. I think they also have like literal racks of metal racks and you just like.
The metal rack was what I was picturing.
Yeah.
So a lot of the Europeans, they have that like on the wall in the bathroom. And I was always like, what is that?
That's so nice.
Towel warmer. And then I think it was Liza's video. She was like, things that Europeans have in their homes, but they never use or something. And it was a towel warmer. Yeah.
Oh.
But I think we would use them.
Maybe I should find a way to make it work.
A cheaper way is you could just put like a blanket in the dryer.
Yeah.
My parents did that when we were kids. Like if we were cold, they would, when we're cuddling on the couch, just throw the blankets in the dryer for a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't last that long. But I know. It feels good for a sec.
Yeah. That's a nice little cheap version.
Okay, we have one on here, open the blinds. And it was funny because when we were making this list, Kara was like, I just love to open the windows. And I was like, I was giving her this look and she was like, we don't like that. We're not doing that. And I was like, dude, we're going for warm and cozy. And you're just going to open the windows?
It's literally 11 degrees outside. No, in my head, you know, when you have a sentence and you're saying it out loud and in your brain, it makes sense. Like in my brain, I was saying, open the blinds, open the curtains. And the way Allison looked at me and I'm like, oh yeah, at her house, she probably never closed the blinds. Like she looked at me like I was crazy. And I'm like, oh, it's because Allison keeps her blinds open. She's like, no, because you're literally saying, open the windows.
And
dumb.
Like, I was like, maybe she really likes that like crisp air, like it gets going in the morning. I don't know.
But, just love a fresh 10 degree gust of wind.
When Clay and I first started dating and he was living at the house in South Dakota, he slept all winter with the window open. So I guess when I say the man would prefer 65, he would probably prefer 45. And I would sleep there. And I was like, sir, your room is like Arctic temperatures. And he's like, it feels great. And I was like,
you're
going
to wake up with your toes like blue. We're going to have to like cut them off.
Horrible.
That's not normal. That is wrong.
Yeah. It does make our sleeping hard, though, because on my side of the bed, I have, like, 4 blankets stacked. And then on his side, he has the fan, like, just pointing at him. Yeah. So the temperature difference, like, one half of the bed to the other.
You should get one of those beds, like, cools half the side and, like, warms half the side.
We need it. What do you prefer?
I think I like nothing extreme. I just want, where's the middle ground? I don't want to be hot. I don't want to be cold. I just want what's the averages. Maybe it's 70 degrees. Connor likes being freezing cold and I can deal, but I just, yeah, I need to layer up on the blankets.
Yeah.
But I don't think I like being as hot as you because I know you do like a really warm environment.
I know last night, Kara was like, were you warm last night? And I was like, no, perfect.
Yeah, because I was like, fuck, it was so hot. I was dying. It was really hot in this house.
Okay, tonight but, we can close the vent tonight.
No. Whatever you need, spring break. Okay, I feel like we've gone through our list. Is there anything else? Oh, I think in general, sometimes you just need to get in your car and like go sit somewhere that's really bright and sunny. Because even in my house, I feel like there's just places I can sit in my car that are just really bright and sunny, way sunnier than I get in my house.
Oh, that's cute.
So maybe just like go sit in a parking lot and like listen to a podcast and just blast the heat.
I had on here Subliminal's playlist. I briefly mentioned this a while ago, but they have different ones that are like supposed to enhance like motivation, confidence, love, your boss ass bitch life, whatever you want. You can look them up on Spotify. There's tons. But yeah, you could, if you're tired, because you know how sometimes you're like, I'm so bored of my playlist. I'm so bored. Like, I don't want to listen to a podcast and learn right now. I don't want to get on TikTok. Like, I want to journal, but sometimes maybe you don't want words going on in the background, or you just sit and be.
Yeah.
I like the subliminals because they're so subtle.
Yes. No maybe lyrics. Maybe that's just me,
but like, yeah, like, do you ever
sometimes lyrics is overload. Yeah. Like, I used to listen to classical music when I was studying because I'm like, I can't listen to words. This is so nothing that I'm going to hum along to or sing along to. So it was just good background. So yes, I get that.
Yeah, you guys were playing jazz last night.
I know. I love my jazz music.
I came down this morning. Kara was outside with Margo and Connor was downstairs making coffee, playing jazz music.
Was it really this morning?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. That's a vibe.
That's a vibe. And with that, that's all we've got for you.
Yeah. So we hope you guys are finding ways to cope with the weather changes. Hopefully you can grab one of these tips and implement it and feel a little happier.
Make it through until that sun comes back for us.
Or until that trip comes. Hopefully you guys are able financially, time-wise, to go take a trip. Because if you're thinking about it, just do it. Even if it's by yourself. I feel like that happens a lot. Maybe we should do an episode on that. Like doing things, even if it's not convenient for other people, just doing it. And like going and traveling alone or...
Yeah, that is such a good point. Like even say hot yoga or anything, not waiting until you can find like the perfect friend to go with you. Like if you want to do something, just go.
Because like we kind of already said, before you know it, then it's been a month since you wanted to do that thing. You haven't done it. Then it's been a whole season, a whole year.
I think that's ultimately why I just do everything in life by myself. Because I'm like, I don't want to find the time to try to pin someone down and get them to agree on a certain day or time. Like I'm just going to go to class and I'm going to go to the grocery store and go thrift. And it's been 2 hours and I've gotten all my shit done. And if I would have done this with another person, we wouldn't have even gotten out of the door frame yet.
We'd which still is, be like driving to each other's houses. Yeah.
Which is time and place for everything.
Yes.
But have you seen those TikTok that's like saying goodbye to a Midwesterner as they stand in the door frame for 2 hours?
Oh my God.
Maybe that's why we can't say bye on this podcast.
Oh my gosh. Like literally right now.
Maybe it's a Midwest thing.
It's a Midwest thing. We're too warm. Being warm.
And fuzzy.
Well, I think okay, that.
We have to say goodbye in Dutch because
to redeem ourselves from our 2022 goals episode where we said we wanted to learn another language and Allison was trying to learn Dutch.
And McKenna and Julian were disappointed that we didn't know how to say goodbye in Dutch. And it is
doei. So thanks for listening, you guys. That was another episode of Already Friends. Catch you next time.
Doei.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on your Memorial Day barbecue, all in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound rolls of juicy 80% lean ground beef for $3.49 a pound with a digital coupon. Then get select varieties of flavorful Powerade, Body Armor Super Drink, or Arizona tea for 77 cents each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.